So if you're like me and wondering how the heck do I complete all of these mastery levels? I mean, there are so many, and all I want is that frickin' cat hoverboard. How do I get it? Well, my friends are going to be telling you how do you can AFK pretty much every single mastery skill so that in just the matter of a day, maybe, you can get to max level on at least one of these things per day. Let's get into it. So, the first one we're going to start off with is Egg Mastery and Golden Egg Mastery. Now, this one is generally not that difficult to do, okay? But you are going to probably need an auto clicker. I had to do it. So, what you're going to do is come over here because this is generally the cheapest egg in the game. And now you can buy auto hatch for this. You can go and out of your way and buy auto hatch, and you're probably gonna want triple hatch, and you're just basically gonna auto hatch on three for basically the whole time. Now, if you don't have if you don't have Robux, you can do this for free. It's slightly more complicated, but you can do it for free, and I'm gonna show you how. So basically, we're gonna get our handy dandy. We're going to get our handy dandy auto clicker. This will be linked in the description. It's a free, safe auto clicker. Just download it, do the process, and just save it down to your desktop thing. And just keep it like that. Now, I would probably make it to where it only does about 5 seconds or so. And you're going to want to angle it to where, like, right here on the E button, you're going to want to angle it just enough to where when you press, you're also going to be able to buy an egg. So if I do this, oh. So then it'll do that and it'll just be going and going and going and going. Now, that's pretty much what you need to do for that. Everything else is going to be a little bit more complicated, and a couple of these you will not be able to AFK. Let's get to the ones that you honestly just can't, you can't AFK them, okay? So those ones are the loot bag. Actually, you can't AFK this. Hold on. Let me try to find these. So the ones that you cannot AFK are Fusing Mastery, Converting Mastery, and Dark Matter Mastery. Oh, and Frigious Mastery. Other than that, you can basically AFK about every single thing. And you might be thinking, well, what about Enchanting Mastery? There's no way in heck you can AFK that. Oh, but you can. And I'm going to show you how in a little bit. Stay tuned for that because that one's probably the most complicated. Boost Mastery, just leave your boost going. That's all I can say. Just leave your boost going. Just spend a bunch of boosts and then just leave them going. I don't know what to really tell you, so. Then with Loot Bag Mastery, what you're gonna wanna do is you're gonna go all the way down to the last area. If you're not there, just go to the best chest that you have. You're going to want to get your best pets out. Got the odd ones out here. Then you're gonna open up a timer on a device that you have or on your phone. Now you might be thinking, well, what the heck is this timer for? Well, technically it's a stopwatch, actually. So click and then as soon as we don't talk about that. Okay, about a minute later, and I have actually got the thing broken. That's a little sad about how this is the best chest in the game, and I can break this in about 5 seconds. So what you're gonna do is, as soon as you click it, start your stopwatch, and now you wait some more. My whole life is waiting. Waiting for that moment. Please subscribe, I don't have a life. Okay, now you may have already broken it, but when you eventually do not stop it when you actually break it, the chest. Stop it right now. So, my time, which this is kind of depressing with how much I played this game, my time was around, I'm going to say actually about 2 minutes, I want to say 3 seconds maybe. And 40 milliseconds. That is kind of depressing, Preston. Like,
Dude, I should not be able to destroy the best chest in this game that fast. That is sad.
And then basically you just AFK that, and that's going to get you loot bags and chess mastery all at the same time. And it's probably going to give you about nothing else. That's all it's going to give you. Next up is diamond mastery. This one is probably going to require you to spend some Robux. If you don't, I'm just going to say good luck AFKing this one, because if not, then you're kind of just going to have to run around looking for diamond piles, and that's about it. But this one is basically you just... I don't know if you can really AFK this one. No, yeah, there's no way that you can AFK this one. You're just going to have to take time out of your day. You're just going to have to chill out over here, and you're just going to have to break this stuff just over and over and over and over again. For Dark Matter Mastery, really all you got to do... You come down here to the dark tech world area, place, thing, majigger. Then you just scroll on over to here, and you're just gonna have to wait. It's all I can tell you. Although, I don't think that you can just put in pets and then it goes up. Can you? Hold on. What is it at right now? No, I think it went up. Hold on, we're going to try one more. Even now I can't tell whether it went up. Vaults and safes. Now, I believe that what I've heard is to go... I don't think it's right here. Okay, you know what? Like, screw out anything that you heard on my Creekcraft channel. You go right here. Place like a rock, as he said in his video, and you just aim down and you just click. Okay, converting mastery is a little bit more complicated. So this one is an also an AFKable one. It's also an un-AFK. I am so sorry. This is also an AFKable one where you're gonna have to go over here if you couldn't figure it out already. Go to the rainbow machine or this machine. And you're basically just going to convert over and over again. You're going to have to take a while out of your day to do this. Like, this is not an AFKable one. I wish that it was, but Preston's a piece of crap. And he decides to make everyone suffer. Now, you don't even have to succeed on these. You will get XP if you fail. You'll just get less XP. And I think that that's where this is just so annoying. And really all you get from this is a slow... as heck hoverboard. I don't even know why this exists. Really, all you're getting out of this, the only reason why anyone would actually max this up is for the hoverboards, and that's it. There's no other boost. There's no, like, converting cost lowered. Like, seriously. We're going to save enchanting mastery for last. Fusing mastery, like, I don't know how to explain this. Like, all you do is just fuse. And this thing doesn't even give you anything. Like, this is literally just the worst. Like, could you not think of anything? Like, maybe not better fusing luck, nothing. Coin pile mastery, you probably want to go, like, somewhere over here and you just start breaking some coin piles. Now, with some good pets, you're going to break these coin piles like crazy. And you're just going to level this thing up really, really fast if you do it right. Now, I would also suggest turning pet sending to single while doing this mastery level up. Because I'm not going to lie, this is kind of just the worst. This is not the greatest way to do this. Crate mastery, again, just go to, like, the beach area or the desert area or the glacier area. Like, I really don't know how to explain these in any other way. Like, you don't even need an auto clicker for half of these. These are really just kind of, you just do it. Like, you're going to have to be a little bit more mobile with this one. This is not an easy AFK one. You can try to use, like, the place something on your, arrow key AFK method, but I just don't recommend it. You're probably not going to get anything. And I also apologize for the lag. It's just being really weird today. And now present mastery. Again, you just do this. It's not that difficult. It's just the same thing for, like, the last little bit of these. Okay, now for the one that you guys have all been waiting for. The enchanting mastery. Now this one is going to lag your computer like crazy. So add a really large delay in there. What you're going to want to do is probably unequip all your pets for the lowest amount of delay possible. Also, Preston, I swear if I see no lag and yet I can barely AFK without getting like a crap ton of lag. So what you're gonna do is probably make this to about, I'm gonna say about, 3 seconds or so. In about 100 milliseconds, you're gonna do this. And then you're just gonna make it to where when you press yes on the enchant bar, it's gonna immediately go like that, okay? Now, will this take a lot longer than it probably should? Yes. Will reducing the time on this thing make you have less lag? I hope so, because honestly, this thing, it's weird, okay? If you do this the wrong way, it will lag your computer and you'll be kicked out. I'm probably going to try enchanting AFKing again later and see what happens to see if this method is actually good or if you need to be at your computer while doing this method to make sure that it doesn't just disconnect you and waste a bunch of power. But with that, that's going to be the end of today's guide. If you guys want to see more or if you want me to make other guides, then be sure to drop a like and subscribe and comment down below what game you think I should do an AFK guide for next. See you all next time. Goodbye.